Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. This is our very first episode, and we are so excited to bring you an incredible interview. A man by the name of Bernie Bregman. He's an absolute legend at 89 years old. He is still doing business and connecting business owners in Central New York. Absolutely incredible man. We like to get people's background on this podcast, and that's going to take two episodes. So, spoiler alert, this is going to be a two-part special premiere of this podcast featuring Bernie Bregman. You're going to love it. Stick around. Part one is coming up right now. This is Matt with Growth Mode Technologies. This is the Growth Mode Conversations podcast. That's what we're calling this thing. And the whole idea here is to A, learn about some local people and local businesses and help kind of spread the word about what they do, but also get some wisdom and share some advice for other local professionals on life or business or whatever. And when we talk about, you know, sharing advice and experience in business, absolutely the first person that comes to mind is you, Bernie. So one thing I'm doing here on this podcast that's a little different is I'm going to let the guest introduce themselves and position themselves any way they like. So if you wouldn't mind, go ahead, give us your name and what you do today, I guess.
Okay. My name is Bernie Bregman. I run a firm called BBB Marketing, but I've had many careers over the last 89 years. I'll be 90 next March.
Wow.
And I embrace and love networking. I challenge anybody in this town to do more networking than I do. And my motto is, everyone is a prospect. And I can tell you, I went to East Orange High School, was editor of the high school newspaper, won all kinds of awards there. I was interested in journalism, came to Syracuse University in 1950, and came to the Skytop, and I thought, well, that sounds really nice. Turned out to be a bunch of prefabs at Syracuse University, housing 40 people, and you had to transport from Skytop down to the university. Went to Yates Castle. Yates Castle is where Weisskotten Hall is at this point, and drafty old castle. That was the School of Journalism. I was on WER, the local station for Syracuse University, and I was with the Daily Orange, the newspaper. I wanted to be a commentator. That was what I desired to do, and spent 4 years at Syracuse and graduated cum laude. And after that, I ended up in the service. I was in Fort Bliss, Texas, and I was with the Public Information Office, which meant that I covered generals when they gave out commendations to people. And then I had the opportunity to fly to Forest Fire. And I think they're still doing this. They'll send troops to forest fires to help fight them. And since I was a reporter with Public Information Office, I was flown in an L-19, which means a lieutenant was the pilot, and I was the one passenger. And in a second plane, they flew the photographer. And then I interviewed during the fire the general that was running the operation and sent stories back home. And while I was there in Fort Bliss, El Paso, I also had the opportunity to help people. If it rained there, they had no way to take care of the rain. There wasn't much drainage. And so we rescued people by army vehicle from their homes because there was inches of water, which is amazing to me when I look back now. At any rate, I came back to Syracuse University, worked on my master's in public relations, and at the time was hired by the Post Standard. So I was a Post Standard reporter for a while, and then I was tapped on the shoulder, and I was with the Channel 5 television on Court Street Road back in the days of Merrily. And so I've had multiple careers, and I was fired from the TV station, and it was 1957. There was a recession. I answered a blind ad, which doesn't tell you what it's all about. And it turned out to be Fuller Brush, which is door-to-door sales. I became a door-to-door salesman in the Syracuse University area. Turned out I was good at it. I was the number two sales guy. And that's when I got into sales, really, for the first time. I learned if you knocked on 7 doors in an hour, and it was generally women that answered the door, you made 7 displays, 3 people would buy.
Wow.
And so there's a law of averages.
Yeah.
Matt, what you find is whatever you do, if you do so many things, you're going to be successful.
Sure.
It's like Babe Ruth. Yeah, he was the home run king, but he also struck out more times than not. So there's a law of averages with everything.
That's incredible.
So after that, let's see. After that, I got fired at Fuller Brush. After several years, I was successful, but it was a graveyard. Fuller Brush, if you didn't meet whatever their goals were, eventually I always had good relationships with the people that were secretaries, and I was warned in advance. And so when the time came that I got the word I was going to be heaved, I was ready, and I took half my sales force with me.
Oh, wow.
When I was with Fuller Brush, I ran 50 weeks a year ads looking for people, and I would hire during the year 50 people. And I could train somebody to go out and make more money than they've ever made before. And after a couple of weeks of rejection at the door, they would quit.
Wow.
And it's funny, the doctor that I have now was one of the people that, when he was 18 years old, I was his manager.
Really?
It was the first time he ever got to actually date somebody. He met somebody out in the Bellevue territory. At any rate, many years later, I ran into him, and he became a doctor, and he remembered me, and he said I helped change his life. So I've had some meaningful exchanges over the years.
That's incredible.
So at that point, when I left, it was called the Concord Company, and in Nottingham Plaza, as a matter of fact. And what they did is similar to Fuller Brush. They had a line of brushes and brooms and sprays and other things. And what I found was very interesting. When I went back and trained people and called on the same people I call when I was a Fuller Brush, they greeted me and said, "Oh, we really like you, and that's the reason we buy your products." So it's the person, Fuller Brush would tell you it's because it was Fuller Brush.
Sure.
But at any rate,
people buy from people.
Absolutely. That's part of it. And it's individual. So if you make a mark for yourself, and people remember you, and that's part of my forte, I guess, is that I become an individual that people remember.
Yeah.
And from that particular time, somebody approached me. There's a Jewish organization called B'nai B'rith, and I was president of the B'nai B'rith chapter, and there was somebody else in the group that was a paint chemist. It was a company called Sundur Paint here in Syracuse, and he wanted to start his own paint company. And so he approached me about being an investor. And what I did is I looked up paint manufacturing, and I decided I wanted to be more than an investor. I wanted to really be part of it. And so I ended up putting in $10,000, and he put in $10,000, the chemist. And the third partner was somebody that was part of the Sears Roebuck family. And he had no problem putting in his $10,000.
Sure.
So with $30,000, we bought out Syracuse Paint and Varnish, which was Hallett Hill Road.
Okay.
And they manufactured paint. And we ended up having a store in Shop City. A fellow named Michael Falcone, who ended up, he was a real estate agent for Egan Real Estate. And he's the one that placed us there. And so he's someone I knew who later ended up buying Shop City. And he was the one that started Pioneer. And the Falcones have been a big institution here in this town. So there I was when I was a kid growing up in East Orange, New Jersey. My father had a grocery store, and I lived in the back of the grocery store. And I promised myself I would never be in retail because my father worked 7 days a week,
sure.
6:30 in the morning till 9 at night. And on Sunday, he stopped at noon. I said, I'll never do that.
Sure.
And I ended up in the retail business after all. And as a matter of fact, we ended up and we had three different stores. I actually had four different careers. It was funny when I went back to my 25th high school reunion and whoever became a doctor was a doctor. If they became a teacher or a professor, they were doing that. I was the only one that had different careers.
Is Bernie amazing or what? Truly an incredible person, and there's so much more to hear. We're going to hear more on the next part of the podcast. Stay tuned for episode 2 with Bernie. And obviously, he's going to be a regular recurring guest. There is so much incredible wisdom and interesting stories and just all around awesomeness coming from this guy, Bernie. We're going to keep that going. So stick around. Again, subscribe to the Growth Mode Conversations newsletter at growthmodetech.com. And if you need any tech help for your business, I'm your guy, Matt Major. Drop me a line. The info is on the screen or in the notes, however you're listening to this. Check us out. We'll see you next week with more Bernie.